Happy President's.
No, 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 oh. no, no. Happy past President's Day. We are skipping 45.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast, streaming live on Digital Stream Radio, where you can access that live stream by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. You can also listen live, typically at 6:30, 7:30. We couldn't make up our minds, but today it's going to be 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so
we found the mean.
Right? We were like in the middle.
In between.
So it's President's Day, it's a holiday, so we figured, you know what, why not start a half hour early and just completely confuse everybody else. But my name is Tom, and I'm your host, and as always, I'm here with my two bitches, starting with the first one.
Hey, y'all, Nick or Trish.
And?
Good to be with you guys, it's Chris.
Try that again.
Good to be with you guys. It's
There's going to be a lot of cursing from me.
All right. Well, why don't we just say this and welcome you all to
The Dish.
All right. So we've
messy.
So we've got an awesome show for you today. It's definitely it's definitely going to be
Is
very
gonna
messy.
Be awesome though.
It's going to be awesome.
I don't think
our
messiest be awesome,
shows typically are our best.
I'm right? usually the messy one.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, me too.
I'm concerned
for Hans, right? I'm concerned for Hans because he's going to be listening while he's on the treadmill and he's going to fall at some point throughout
that
the show.
That was so hilarious.
Yes,
he was like, so I can't listen while I'm doing free weights.
Free weights.
Oh my God. I'm speaking cursive.
All right, cool.
Oh my God. Anyway,
I'm not alone.
Why are we doing this?
He said he couldn't use free weights because it was basically for their own health.
Normally, I would look it up, but I don't have my phone on me.
Yeah, I know. And no, but he's super cool. Hans gave us a really good shout out on Facebook, and we're super appreciative because we love him. And
appreciative.
See?
I couldn't say it.
I know. I can tell. I almost dialed 911 by accident.
Don't
Something
do that.
Came through on Scruff. I don't know what it is. But anyway, so welcome back. We're doing another show. So on today's show, we're going to just kick it right off. We're going to try to stay on time within an hour. Right, boys? Trying.
We're going to try.
Oh, I'm going to cut this off as soon as we can.
All yeah. right. So listen, we're going to quickly go over our suggested cocktail for today. So I'm going to kick it over to should we?
No,
should we?
I have
so
it.
Hans said I can't listen to them while working out with free weights. It's simply too dangerous
for him and for everybody else.
That's right.
So why don't we just kick it over to Christopher? Yeah. Christopher, why don't you tell us what our suggested cocktail is for today?
Our cocktail today is called alcohol.
No, I put it in the fucking notes.
It consists of 3 ounces of alcohol.
Shut up. Today's signature cocktail is the El Presidente cocktail.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Oh, because Mexico is going to build the wall. Oh, wait, hold on. Mexico is not paying for the wall. We're paying for the wall because the president declared a national emergency.
Yes.
Oh, but that's okay because all of his supporters.
She's going through it.
I love it that she's in statistics now.
I know.
Couldn't even get that out.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all right. Mexico's paying for it. Oh, no, we are now.
No.
Go ahead, Trish.
So should I? Yeah.
Yes, go for it.
So,
I'm drunk.
It's equal parts white rum, orange carousel, then a dash of dry vermouth and grenadine. Add all ingredients into a filled shaker with ice. Shake, strain into a chilled cocktail glass, and that is your El Presidente cocktail.
And enjoy.
Orange, because our president is...
Orange. Aren't you glad I said that?
Oh.
Not funny.
No.
Oh. It was never funny, actually.
No, he's never been funny. He's just been disastrous.
No, that pun hurt. Like, it hurt me.
It hurt you?
It actually hurt me. Like,
honey,
I feel it in my arteries.
I think the bottle of vodka that you got hit with hurt you.
It's called a jug?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's very heavy and it hurts. But anyway, welcome back, boys. So how are we doing? Why don't we just toss it over to Christopher for his cursive and tell us how your weekend was.
Yeah, let's hear all about it, Chris.
Yeah.
Don't
forget to tell
that.
Us about your guest here.
Well, we have a guest. Yes.
Yeah, we do.
We
well,
do have a guest.
Our Patreon subscribers can actually see because he's sitting right next to you, so don't forget about that.
And
say
I'm not
going to
say that she parked in my parking spot, but I'm not going to say that she didn't.
Oh, she was bitter about that.
I told him. I was like, you know what? Fuck her. Park in the fucking driveway. Trish will park on the side.
So how was your weekend?
Homework?
As he sips gas.
Homework. Yeah. Homework, homework, homework. So I'm okay. I'm happy to
Was he helping you with your homework, homework, homework?
No, he was helping me with my dick.
Oh.
Yeah, homework I did on my
So
own.
It was like one of those Billy Madison moments where he's like, that is correct.
You
and
need
he took off his shirt or his pants. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Right. You need a break.
Yeah, exactly. You know, work Let the shaft, help. Work the balls, work the shaft, work the balls.
Okay. Anyway, so my weekend.
Let's go to Trish. Trish, how was your weekend?
I had a really good weekend. I went up to Mass to visit some friends.
He did.
And every time I go up there, it's just like...
A shit show.
Yeah. No, it is, but it's like... It's just... We just catch up, and then next thing we know, it's, you know, 2 a.m, and we're
work
still
the
having...
Work the shaft. Work the balls.
We're still having cocktails. No, but actually, it's not sad, but it's... When I was living up in Massachusetts, I met Colin and Jonah... at Rumpy's, which was not a gay bar. It was an all-inclusive bar in Mass. And the owner and guy who ran the bar, his name was Troy, he passed away. So I was up there Aww. For a memorial service. And I saw a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time. It was a nice time. But it was also a Colin and Jonah and Nick
and
time.
And Nick kind of yeah. time. Uh-huh. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what they did to your phone?
Oh,
you want to talk about that?
Sure.
Okay.
So, Colin and Jonah are married. I officiated their wedding. And so every time I go up, well, not every time, but like probably like once a year or so, Colin gets a little tipsy. Just, we were all tipsy, but he was like, download Grindr. I want to go on Grindr. And I was like, okay. So I downloaded Grindr and we just start talking to people, like random people. And it's like, sort of like he just, you know, prodding people for dick pics. But he took my phone all night and he was just asking people. But then what happened was we were all a little tipsy and he didn't realize that he was actually talking in Messenger and not on Grindr.
So he was sending some of your regular folks.
No. He wasn't sending any photos. He was asking people
for cock pics.
But it wasn't Grindr. It was my Messenger. And I took it back and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, who's Chris? I'm like, oh my God.
You don't
want to
see that comment.
Yeah,
no.
It's overrated. It's overrated.
But it was really fun. I woke up to a lot of photos. It was great. Not really, but it was interesting. We had a really good time. Yeah. So awesome. I woke up to him being like, I really enjoyed playing with your Tamagotchi phone last night.
did he catch anything good?
Not really.
Did you get any cute dick pics?
I mean, yes, but like, meh. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't included.
I had to, well... You were busy.
I was super busy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's mm-hmm. like you have your friend now here sitting next to you. And he was helping you with your homework.
Well, maybe later, but...
Okay.
No.
Stats.
Extra credit!
Yes. Okay. Well, anyway, for me, Mom left Saturday. So, as you know, we were going through the whole situation with getting Grandma to where she needed to be. Mm-hmm. Grandma passed, and now she's in Puerto Rico. She is where she wanted to be, buried, and it's all over, finally. And I don't mean that in an insensitive way. It's just that it's so taxing to go through all of that. It's like, I'm happy it's over. She is where she needed to be. And Mom is, she's home. So I have the house all to myself again. I can, you know, walk around naked and I'm happy about that.
Except for us being here. But that doesn't stop the nakedness.
No, that doesn't. I mean, you guys really don't count. Yeah. It's like, you guys are like the mirrors on my walls. It's like, tell me what I look like. And you just literally respond, fat bitch. There you go.
I have never said that to you.
She lies.
No, I have never said that to you.
She literally
I heard her say it earlier.
She walked upstairs and handed me two cheeseburgers. Who's eating two of them? And immediately looked at me.
That's a good point. She did. She did immediately.
Immediately looked at me. Right. And I gracefully said, yes, I'll take them both.
It's okay.
No, you said, yeah, give it to the fat bitch.
Yeah.
You're the one that
Facts.
Said it.
Facts. It's okay, though. It had sesame seeds.
But exactly. You know, but other than that, healthy. I worked during the weekend. I was very busy at the bar this weekend. Saturday was busy. Sunday was busy. We had really good singers come through. Nick wasn't working that Sunday because, of course, he was up in in mass with his
friends. I was on Grindr.
Yeah, he was getting dick pics. And but overall,
are you also married?
He goes, no, actually, it's funny. So this morning I woke up and I go downstairs and I get a cup of coffee and I'm like, you know, just like pulling my shit together to like get in the car and come here. And by morning, I mean, it was 11 o'clock.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And I'm sitting on the couch and Colin's still in bed and I text him. I'm like, Colin, I'm going to delete Grindr. So do you want one last look before I delete it? Because that's what I do. I go up there, I download it for him and then I delete it. And he was like, he sent me a GIF and the GIF was basically like, it was so nice to see you and I'll see you next year.
So, but I'm sure he has an iPhone or an Android. Why doesn't he just download the app himself?
He's like, they're like in a seriously committed, gross, loving relationship.
Which is amazing and beautiful.
They're adorable together.
No, I know. My favorite part is how they fight. I'm like, that's the relationship I want, where they're like,
who are you kidding? You invented that shit.
And my favorite part about them is sopping wet watching. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, you need to roll it back.
I was like, Melissa, when we saw Melissa.
I know what you're trying to say, but the way you said it wasn't. I thought about sopping.
We were outside like for hours and hours in the pouring fucking rain watching Melissa Etheridge play.
That's awesome.
That was and drinking 13 bottles of wine. We did have 13 bottles.
Yeah, we had but the, yeah.
Yeah,
I drove my ex's car that day.
I don't think it was too wasted. I don't think it was 13.
It was 12. I think, or 13.
No,
it was a lot.
I think we each brought a bottle, and there were six of us.
No, pretty sure each person had three to their name.
You make us look terrible.
I just call it how it is. I mean, can you hear my
like
cursive?
Alcoholic.
Yeah, and you know what? That lifestyle is fucking elegant. It's fucking elegant.
But, no, and Melissa Etheridge is actually coming to Pride this year in June.
And she has a new album out.
That's right. She has a new album coming out, and she's going to be in Pride for World Pride in New York City. I'm excited.
Fun.
I think we need to start planning that. Taking our trip into the city.
You keep saying that, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to book the room. So just put it on your credit card.
I know. I was like, when you say you're going to have to plan for it, I'm like, Tom's paying for it. Like, all right. I don't got
Gay
no
talk
money.
Gay talk credit card.
I can't. So why don't we talk about some stuff, maybe cover a story and then move into the rest of the show. So Trish, do you want to kick off the show your way with this particular story?
I don't know which one we're talking about.
Well, the very first one on your list, which is the legislator.
Oh, the douchebag?
Yeah.
Oh, Eric Porterfield?
Yeah, let's talk about him.
So I'm not sure when this came out. I had been seeing it on Facebook for a while.
Yeah, he's been making the rounds.
Yeah, so like this guy,
but his eyes haven't, but he has.
What the like? Who would elect him? First of all, look at his face; it's just scary. Like,
The people who elected him are clearly hiding in his chin.
But like, have you ever seen one of those like bottom feeder fish? Like in the bottom of the ocean, where it's so dark that their like eyes are like glazed over because they're blind.
He makes Mitch McConnell look pretty. Like,
he doesn't make any.
Okay, guys.
I thought that was hilarious. No one found that funny. Like, I thought that was fucking funny.
Well, anyway, so this.
Listen, let's make fun of his policy and not his condition.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank
right.
you.
Can I do both?
Do both. I mean,
all right. I'm gonna go back to the policy though. Now,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Like, we have the shit Gibbon in the office. Like, forget about that shit.
Yeah, you can make fun of him.
So he basically equated the LGBTQ. People, the community, to the KKK, saying that we were worse than the KKK, and that we are a terrorist group.
Hold me back, bitch. Hold me back. Somebody. Anybody back there? No, nobody. Just kidding. Go.
Now I lost my train of thought. But anyway, so he was in an interview, and the woman that he was talking with asked him if he has a daughter and a son, I believe, and she said, what if they came and said to you, I was gay? Like, and he was like, well, if it was my daughter, I would take her and I would get her hair done, take her, maybe get a manicure, and then I would take her to the lake and see if she knew how to swim. And then she asked again about his son. He's like, take him hunting, maybe take him to buy a gun or throw some darts, and then I would see if he knew how to swim.
So he wanted to drown his kids.
Yes. And the woman kept being like, "Are you saying you want to drown your kids if they come out?" He's like, "No, I'm saying I want to see if they know how to swim." And I'm like,
probably with like a couple of rocks tied to their feet.
Meanwhile, he's sitting here saying like, "We are a terrorist group." Mm-hmm. And he's talking about killing his own children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your parents should have done you that favor, but they didn't.
I don't know what happened to him.
Whatever happened, happened. But, you know, this is, it's disturbing, right? Because now more than ever, as a result of the rhetoric that we get from our White House and from the person that's in charge of some office in there, you're starting to see a lot of these crazy wingnuts come out and start making public statements in forums and in places that typically you would not see this, right? You wouldn't see this on a normal talk show being broadcasted on national television to the masses. But you're starting to see more and more of this. You're starting to see the Ann Coulters of our society emboldened by the fact that they have someone who is not going to push back, who's not going to even come out and step out and say, you know, this is immoral, this is wrong, this is not right. Who we are. So they just, at this point, they have a free pass to go out there and do whatever they want.
They feel they have a free pass.
Yes.
But the thing that they have to understand is, look at our Congress right now. Mm-hmm. For the first time in American history, we have over 100 women serving in our Congress. That's times right. are changing. The old generation that needs to, I hate to say it this way, die off and leave Congress, they're on their way out.
It's so Mother Earth of you.
But here's the thing. Like,
they're on their way up. But this
guy was still elected by
absolutely,
people. Like,
absolutely. But that's the thing. And you always have to remember that. That's the greatest part about our democracy. And I believe it was Klobuchar from Minnesota. Is it Minnesota?
Amy Klobuchar. Yeah.
She said when she stood out there in the snow, it is time to take back our democracy.
Of course.
And that's exactly what it is. And yes, that's something beautiful and disgusting about our democracy. We can have these bigots, these fascists, these racists, these homophobes, xenophobic men. They're men.
Yeah, I mean, and those statements are protected by their First Amendment rights, but that doesn't necessarily mean...
But they're projected into office. But we can tear them down from those offices.
Oh, of course.
So I just
we can do that with our power of voting.
I want to correct myself. So I'm going to read his actual quote.
Okay.
About his daughter and his son. Because it's just, I'm like flabbergasted. Well, I would dress my daughter first, as I would take her for a pedicure. I'd take her to get her nails done and see if she could swim. If it was my son, I would probably take him hunting. I would take him fishing. Then I would see if he could swim. He continued to grin as the reporter, somewhat shocked, paused and asked him to clarify, saying, "I just want to make sure they can swim." Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
All I can tell you is there's obviously, this man is disturbed to the point where he is capable of saying that he would kill his own children.
Yeah.
That's essentially what he's doing because of his disdain and his hatred for anyone that's part of the LGBT community.
But he's also equating our entire community to a organization, the KKK, who the whole point of the KKK is to put down an entire people. And our community doesn't put down people. We're built on love. We're built on connection. We're built on building people up. We're not built on pulling people down. We want to make everybody love everybody. And yes, we have a long way to go and we're fighting that fight. But the KKK literally hung people. They killed people.
It's a terrorist.
We're the ones that are getting killed and hate crimes and all this crap. How the fuck are we the terrorists?
Right. Well, we're not.
Well,
and that's, and I hope that,
but
you know,
he's
people...
a fucking legislator.
Well, that's the problem is.
What state is he from?
Was it Arkansas?
West Virginia.
Okay. The problem is, when it comes to our nation, the GOP is a plague.
the GOP.
Sadly, yes.
It's a disease that needs to be eradicated.
I mean,
and the only
and I'm
the
not
only
shocked.
Vaccine
is voting.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Voting.
Get to the fucking
get
booths.
To the booths.
Yes.
And vote and get these people out of
and we've
of
done
office.
It. We did it. We did it in 2018.
Well, we almost. We still have Ted Cruz lingering around.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Well, Ted fucking Cruz. Yeah, shave your fucking beard. Like I can wear a beard. You can't wear a beard, girl.
I can't.
No. Yeah, but that's exactly it. The GOP is a virus. It's a disease and it's infectious and it needs to be eradicated. And that's at the point where we are. There is no longer a partisan America. There are, excuse me, a bipartisan America. We've gotten to the
You're
point.
Nailing it. No, you are, though.
We've gotten to the point where we are now living in a partisan world and one party is going to lose.
Oh, of course.
That's it. That's it. There's no longer a chance to get together. Someone has to win.
Yeah.
It's sad, but it's the damn truth.
But I feel that until one party gains control, right, you're not going to see it, – it's like a seesaw, right? First, Republicans have at it, screw everything up, and then Democrats come in and try to fix it. But then in the process, so everybody gets mad at them because they're passing things to fix stuff. And then it goes back to the Republicans, and then they screw it up even more. And then
it comes back to the Democrats,
and it's like...
The problem is they keep trying to go back and forth. And in reality, the Republicans make some good points, and the Democrats make some good points. That's why it's bipartisan, and that's why they need to work together. They keep trying to undo what they're doing when what they should be doing is working together to make it make sense.
No, the
because Republicans have different stances than Democrats, and if they use their brains together, it makes more sense.
No, the
in a perfect world, that would be amazing.
The problem
is not happening.
Both parties are split in the middle. You have the Democrats who are pussies, who lose everything.
Speak
and
for
they're,
yourself.
They're just split.
Oh,
they're just split.
Candid tonight.
Yeah. And then you have the Republicans who are assholes, and they're also split. Like, you have your moderate Republicans, and then you have your conservatives working on it. Your conservatives that are tearing that party apart. So the problem is they can't even get together in their own party. Yeah. That's what the issue is.
Well, the infighting is very evident now, especially among the Republican Party, because as you can see with a lot of the things, for example, they passed the legislation to keep government open.
Right.
And that was a big smack in the face for the president.
Yeah, but the president went and broke the Constitution.
He declared a national emergency
for
no reason.
And he calls an invasion on the southern border an invasion.
Yeah.
An invasion. No, Normandy was an invasion. Gallipoli was an invasion.
Is that even a word?
That's a place, but yes. Okay.
Like, just making sure.
I mean, like...
But he calls Mexico an invasion, and he even says that this wasn't necessary, but I wanted to make it go along quicker.
At the end of the day, what America should be doing if they want better border security is looking at why everybody is continually coming from South America to America. What can we do to help their infrastructure so they don't have to do that? If that's the actual problem and they don't want people continually coming here, we need to figure out how can we help South America?
Mm-hmm.
How can we help build the infrastructure there? Building a fucking wall is not going to fix it.
No, of course
not. Fixing it is actually helping and not going in with military force. It's going in with logical minds.
Right. And if you look at it, like, what's the old saying? You teach a man or give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. If you want to go...
Provided that the water's not polluted, but yes.
Yeah, exactly. Fukushima and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So, like, you want to go ahead...
I mean, you got to remain realistic here.
You want to go ahead and build a wall.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you think that that's going to be the deterrent for all the illegal immigration, regardless of the fact that it's proven that it's port of entry and overstayed visas.
That's right.
You should be investing your money in border security with investing into border troops, education, beds, getting ready for those seeking asylum. Those are,
you're
that's,
right.
That's what changes
a wall is not going to know that someone's digging under it.
It's not going to do it. I mean, are you kidding me? Canada doesn't have a wall, and I still haven't been able to break into there.
That would be amazing if Canada said we want to erect a wall and we want America to pay for it.
Yeah, and that's Tommy, thank you for bringing that up.
I would totally
because
like
those who
gag
d-
Donald Trump's base, Donald Trump's base has been stuck on the whole point of build the wall, build the wall. Mexico's going to pay for it. No,
it's because
you're
it's
fucking
the
paying
it's
for
the-
it now. And all with all these with the tariffs going on and those soybean farmers and all those people in the Midwest that are like they're now dying because they can't afford to sell any of their crops. They're dying from it. And now he's adding this onto it. They're the ones paying for the wall. Mm-hmm. It's not Mexico. It's them. It's the American people that are paying for the wall.
Touché. Yes, yes. I agree. Yeah. It's a very, very complicated
situation.
That was
a great soapbox, Chris.
I'm yes,
very
it was.
Proud
I'm
of
very
you.
Proud of you.
I borrowed it from you, Trish. Thanks.
Okay, so yeah, listen. Maybe
I don't know
we
what
can
happen, but
maybe we can talk about one more thing before going to break. Is that okay?
Yeah, but I keep looking at our notes, and I'm the only one who has stories in here. So
I haven't even
no,
looked at
I
the
have
notes.
Stories. You just don't. I'm telling you, you know. Welcome to my life. All right, so I wanted to announce, or at least to touch base on the fact that American Airlines, not the company American Airlines, but major American Airlines have announced that they're going to be adding a new gender option for non-binary flyers. And what this entails is all U.S. airlines are on track to add a new gender option for non-binary passengers. The effort comes as two big trade groups, the Airlines for America, which is also known as A4A, and that's also the acronym for Adam for Adam, just saying. In the USA, and the Global International Air Transport Association, which is known as the IATA, have recently approved a new international best practices standard that suggests accommodations for travelers using non-binary IDs.
So can I ask really quick?
Yes.
So does that mean, so say you're traveling internationally, mm-hmm. and you identify non-binary.
Correct.
You'll be able to get back to... Right,
you'll be able to go to and from any country that's part of this pact or this part of this whole
airline.
Airline
okay.
that allows for people who don't want to be identified as male or female, or both, or just non-binary, can do so because there are certain states in our country right now that are issuing non-binary IDs.
Yeah,
for you to be able to.
Oregon was the first.
I just got one.
Correct. I'm proud of you.
I'm joking.
I know.
She's got it.
But I'm still proud of you. So anyway, so basically, in a statement, U.S. Airlines said the following. U.S. Airlines values and the culture and diversity and inclusion both in the workplace and for our passengers, and we work hard each day to accommodate the needs of all travelers while delivering a safe, secure, and enjoyable flight experience.
And let's
A4A
be honest,
said
every,
in a statement.
Every time you see a viral freaking... flight attendant, it's always a gay man, and it's great.
Of course,
like,
and it's
I
amazing.
Mean, obviously, so what,
my favorites are when they start like doing all these crazy spiels as part of like their whole safety travel.
Yeah,
you know when they're starting to do the routines and tell you like, here's your booklet, this is what you do with it, and if you have a child, just throw it under the chair and stuff like that. It's hysterical.
Even my family, I grew up in an airline family. My uh-huh. mom worked for Northwest. My aunt worked for American. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather worked for...
You sound like Conway and Kim.
One of those.
I'm just one saying. Of those.
Anyway, I remember being like, oh, a flight attendant sounds like a cool idea. My mom's like, no, you can't become a flight attendant. You'll turn out gay. And be like,
But you would fit. I mean, you would work amazingly, actually.
I think I'd be a great flight attendant.
Yeah, as long as you don't drink. I think you'd be good.
That's not...
Yeah, you can't be in the back room over there, you know, while you're prepping meals, taking all the little sippies. What do you call those? The nips?
They're called
nips,
and going to town. Yes.
Yeah, you can't do
but
that.
But whoever said you couldn't do that?
I'm just saying
I
you
would
can't.
Make it fun. I would make the yeah. flight fun.
No, I think that you would be an amazing flight
I will
attendant.
Give it. So, I will give a shout out to Asians. Okay, remember the racial thing now? Asians got it right because they're the ones who wear the masks. And that makes it like everyone looks at them and they're like, whoa, those guys must be sick and shit. But you know what? They're the ones who don't get sick because the last time I flew internationally, I didn't have a mask on and I got sick as fuck. So,
well, that
shout out to them.
Let's not forget that you also slept in a parking lot somewhere overnight.
One time.
So,
can I share something funny?
It was a gas station.
So, let's go back over here to Nick. Nick, what did you want to say?
I want to read something to everybody.
Go for it.
All right. So, this is an actual flight attendant. This happened on a plane. And I think I shared this on the show before.
Before you go there, I just wanted to say that the suggested standard is going to become effective June 1st. However, it will be up to the individual airlines that are participating with the programs to make the option available for booking platforms. Go.
All right. So a gay flight attendant, and this is a true story. Captain Marvy has asked me to announce that he'll be landing this big, scary plane shortly. Lovely people. So if you could just put up your trays, it would be super. On his trip back up the aisle, he noticed a woman hadn't moved a muscle.
Oh my
God, we are struggling.
Cursive.
Go for it.
You're really going to yell at me right now?
No, go.
The both of you? Okay.
You're trying.
Hadn't moved a muscle. Perhaps you didn't hear me over those big brute engines. I asked you to raise your trazy poo so the main man can pity pat us on the ground. She calmly turned her head and said, in my country, I'm called a princess and I take no orders from anyone. To which the flight attendant replied, without missing a beat, well, sweet cheeks, in my country, I'm called a queen and I outrank you. Put your tray up, bitch.
In other words, in my country, they know me as Trish.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, but the thing is, like, tray I read up, that and I'm like, I would have fucking done that. I'm like, oh.
Totally you.
Let me get Siri real quick, because she knows I'm a fucking prince. Hello?
If Trish was, like, my flight attendant, I would listen.
Your what?
Flight attendant.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right,
let's take a break.
Let's take a break. We're going to leave you with some music, and when we come back, we have more Dish. We'll be right back. Yeah.
To pull you up above the earth, well, I will lift you up to show you just how much you're worth. 'Cause we need to be loved. So we need to. Then I would never put it down.
right, welcome back from the break. That was the incredible Anthony Starbo with We Need to Be Loved. I freaking love that song. And we're back with more dish from our little break. We had to go and refresh our refreshments and do all that good stuff. So
because I needed it.
Because you needed it. Honey, I think I'm going to go make you some coffee is what I'm going to do.
I told him he needed some water.
Yeah, water ain't going to fix this problem.
Yeah. All right, so Nick, you were having a sidebar conversation with another guest that we have in studio that's hiding somewhere in that corner.
He doesn't want to be on camera because his face is his face.
No, yeah, I know. We wouldn't want him to be on camera either. But you guys were having a conversation. Why don't you tell us what you're talking about?
All right, so everybody knows that I have a problem with Steve's.
Duh.
Yeah.
He's sitting there.
Yeah.
It's who is a virus.
So he was watching a movie and he's like, I need to show you something. When we were on break. And I was like, what?
Wait, hold on. You guys were on break? Like,
we just came back from break.
Oh, I thought it was like you guys were on break.
You're going to be on break soon.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, so we hang out a lot and people have asked us if we're together before and we're both like, ew, no, gross. But everybody knows. I'm like, kind of, sort of, but not really at all. Uh-huh. So anyway, so he was watching this movie and there's this, what's the movie called? Secret Life of Pets. Oh, all right. And I'm going to play like a 2-second clip because he thinks that this is who I am. Let's get
at him. We can't hear that. I'm coming right for you, tiny dog. And a big fat
brown dog, you can get it too. Tiny dog? There are lots of tiny dogs in the city. I mean, you're a tiny dog, okay? So let's just go.
He also said big fat brown dog, like Max's new roommate.
Not necessarily.
Woo! Max! You are going to get it!
That's kind of hard to dispute. Hey, you stay away from me!
Hey, what? You know tiny dog?
He's my friend, and some might say my boyfriend.
Nobody says that.
So,
I like, what the fuck am I listening to?
I can barely hear it, but
okay. First of all, we're not a couple.
No,
and
we're definitely
not. Not stand in between that.
Valid.
It's just funny because like he was showing it to me, and like this dog that he's telling me I am, this little puffy white dog that pops up and is defending Max. And goes, and some people would say that he's my boyfriend, and then all you hear in the background is, no one says that.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider you a dog. I'd call you more like a fisher cat. Like, you're like one of the only creatures that tries to...
Can I leave before, like, all hell breaks loose? Like, seriously?
Wait, no, I want to know why am I a fisher cat?
Because you're one of the only creatures other than human beings that kills for pleasure.
I am.
You're just nasty.
Oh, she is not. Take it back. That was harsh.
No, I mean, I can be.
Oh. Yeah. I'm like, hold on. Wait for it.
Oh, Lord.
Me and Hans She'll finally have a good relationship, okay?
Exactly.
It took a long time to get there.
Right? Oh, Lord. She's the only one, you know, native to the U.S., but yarning for Sweden.
What?
Yarning. I mean, yarning. If I'm a fisher cat, maybe I am yarning. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't. Well, you guys allowed me to have a mic.
Yeah.
It's so. I blame you, to be honest, Tom.
You blame me?
Yes.
I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. I'm going to go into another story because we're trying to keep this under an hour, right?
Okay.
I wanted to talk about Jesse Smollett. So he's the actor that plays on
Empire.
And about a week and a half ago, he was traveling to Chicago, and upon getting out of what I would assume was the airport, he stopped by to grab a bite to eat, and upon leaving that establishment, he got attacked by two individuals. They beat him. They called him homophobic slurs and also called him racially motivated slurs, and on top of that, supposedly they had wrapped a noose around his neck. When I first
saw... But didn't they also say something about, like, this is Trump's America? Am I crazy?
Correct. So when I first heard about the story, we had posted something on our Gay Talk page on Facebook and, you know, thinking just...
I love him. I love the show.
Like, I do. Yeah. Just describing how horrific this is, right? Because this is not only is it a hate crime on just like from a homophobic standpoint, it is also a hate crime from a racial perspective, because you have the fact that he is a black gay male, a noose was left around his neck, they were yelling homophobic slurs at him, and also it was a racially motivated attack. So, I mean, this is a hate crime from like – it's a double whammy, right? It's very impactful for our community because people of color already have a very, very hard time assimilating in our communities because of privileges that are exerted by white men. And that's a fact. But no offense, guys, it is the truth. But, you know, as things started, you know, just playing out in the media and stuff, they apprehended two individuals. These two individuals that they apprehended went in for questioning, and they found that not only were they supposedly or allegedly extras on the show, they're alleging that Smollett actually paid them to actually do the deed. Right. And so now I'm like,
what's
wow.
The conspiracy? What's the motive?
We don't know. So no, the motive. I wanted to throw this out on the table because I wanted to talk about.
I'll tell you what it is.
There's a clear motive.
Yeah.
There's an obvious motive.
Okay.
That's when you look at where we are now.
No.
Politically.
No. He's getting fired.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Yes.
Oh, it's no. Okay. No. Hold on. I thought you were talking to me. No, it's politically driven.
I mean, he went on ABC. I believe he was with Robin Roberts.
It's politically driven. It's politically driven.
How so, Chris?
This is the whole reason that the there's no bipartisanship.
No.
Yes,
you're walking down the wrong path.
No,
with this.
No, what not at all.
Yes, you are.
No.
Chris,
what
Chris,
it
I'm
is?
I'm telling you.
No,
you're
what
wrong.
It is? It,
you're wrong.
No,
okay. Guys,
shut it. So what it is it's going the same way with the Black Lives Matter.
Uh-huh.
They're going that route. He's going that route, and he's trying to make himself seem like a victim. He's
okay.
Not so, saying that he's not.
Hard stop.
No.
Hard stop.
No. No. But what
can
it
I
is,
show you,
I have to hard stop you really
it's
quick.
It's working with the divisiveness,
Christopher. I have to hard stop you really quick.
Can I,
the Black Lives Matter movement is not a movement that was made for people to feel. Like
I
they
understand
were,
Black Lives to, Matter.
Can I talk about two different sides of this story?
He's
real quick?
He's. What the issue is,
I'm going to talk about two different sides of the story right now.
Have more
all
alcohol
right, so,
for the time
so
being.
So here's the thing, right? So he supposedly is getting released from the show. So some people are saying, hey, maybe that this is a ploy so that he has attention and they keep him on the show because what's that going to do? It's going to bring attention to the show. He's going to want to. They're going to want to keep him there because he has public eye. The other side of the coin here is that it actually happened.
Correct.
And these two people may or may not have been extras on the show. And maybe there was an interaction. Maybe they had a bad interaction.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
So that's exactly what we don't see. Again, all of these stories are allegedly. What is transpiring behind the closed doors. Mm-hmm. We don't know what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Only he does. We do know that he went on national television. He sat down with Robin Roberts, I believe, on ABC, and he had an interview with her in where he described the events, and he was crying. He is very emotional, and it seemed sincere to the fact that this happened. And then, of course, a week later, the bomb drops that they're saying that he allegedly is going to get fired from the show. And that, of course, the two people that did it, that supposedly did it, got paid to do so.
Right.
And he was the one that paid them.
I'm very upset that I've been drinking as much as I have because I have so much I want to say, but I can't articulate it. So I need to.
Oh my god!
So because I promise you this, Mr.
this needs to come back up because this is.
We'll talk about it next week.
Next week, we'll give you an opportunity to intellectually put into words what you were trying to.
Yes,
and
earlier.
We'll probably have more information at that point.
Yes, and we might have new developments on the story. No, but to me, okay. So here's why I brought up the story. It is disturbing to me. To first of all, have something like this happen to a member of our community.
Mm-hmm.
It is disturbing to all of us. It is disturbing to our listeners. It is disturbing to our community. But the problem I'm having now is that if it is to be true that this individual lied about it, that he orchestrated this.
Here, I'm going to just put something under your feet. It's called my soapbox. Go.
It is going to be. Thank you. If it is determined that this is a lie, it is going to be heartbreaking for me and for the community, because here we are. We're at the forefront of our civil engagement, trying to make lives better for ourselves, trying to engage civically, trying to come forward and come up on so many fronts. You know, when you think about the arts, when you think about politics, when you think about civil rights, we have made so much progress. And if these allegations are to be true, it is things like this and people like this that give us a bad name mm-hmm. and bring us back and further back when it comes to all the things that we're trying to achieve yeah. as and a community.
Welcome to a divisive America.
But what pisses me off more, and I get it, like, if like, actually, no, I don't get it. If it's true that he lied about the whole thing and it's a framed situation, because I was so sympathetic when this came out, like, it was like, oh my God, you know.
I was on the verge of tears.
Right. I think a lot of people were. And what pisses me off the most is, today in Trump's America and around the
don't
world.
Don't ever say that. Don't ever say that.
And around the world, hate crime has exponentially rose.
Try that word again.
Absolutely.
Exponentially. I said it.
Exponentially?
I said it twice. No. Exponentially.
Right. No, you're right.
Three
but
times.
Don't, this is never going to be Trunks.
Hold on. I'm not done. No.
Chris?
All right. So, like, it has gotten so bad. I mean, and you see how many people die every year, all of the transgender individuals
that's
that
right.
die every year. Mm-hmm. All
not
the
die, murdered.
Get killed every year
yep.
because of the hate. You see all of the kids that are kicked out of their homes. You see all of this stuff, and it's getting worse and worse and worse in this administration. And then you have somebody who has a fucking platform, and if he's actually lying, he's doing so much negative bullshit to our cause, because we've been trying to get somewhere, and now you're like, oh, maybe all of that shit that people were saying, maybe it wasn't a hate crime. Maybe that transgender person just died because she was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And that's my fear, right? And so when you think about it from two different perspectives, it was homophobic. It was also racial. It also puts back the community of color and their efforts in being able to come out of this horrible, you know, constant year after year, decade after decade of systemic racism. And then you have something like this happen. And then what do you do with that? You know, here you have someone. Why would you, if these allegations are true, why as a young, amazingly, beautifully talented young man, you would go and pay someone to beat you up and leave a noose around your neck, knowing how impactful that symbol in itself is to the Black community? Why would you do that?
I mean, I can't speak to it, but
I can't.
I mean, like his ancestors.
But don't you? My point. It's like, yeah. So there's so many levels
couldn't
to this
that,
story.
Don't you think that that could spotlight the divisiveness we have going on right now?
It's a possibility.
Don't you think be motivated?
Chris, I think you're right. I think you're 100% right. And I think that's what we're talking about.
Should it be a conspiracy like that? Like,
no, but I think that's
that
what we're talking
proved.
About.
Right.
I think we're
saying,
talking about.
Like, no, he might have just been attacked. Of course, he could have just been attacked. But if this was a setup, there was a motive behind it. And that could be it.
Well, but also, there's allegations that he's being fired from the show that he's on.
I also, Chris, just so you know, I think the two men that were arrested were men of color.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that level as well. So it's not just about, like, two white guys attacked this Black guy, two African-Americans or Hispanic-Americans, I'm not exactly sure, but they were men of color, attacked this person. Those are the two
even
people that were
think
arrested.
Think about that. It's always, you know, a Black unarmed man was shot by a white police officer, or it's always a,
but that's not what happened here.
No, I know, and that's the point. That's the point.
What's the point?
That they're showing that.
Yeah. We're going to need to revisit this next week so that you can really tell us what exactly the point is.
Yes.
Because this is a serious conversation, a serious topic that I think deserves a well-rounded conversation and a very logical Chris conversation
yes.
that I know Chris is capable of.
But I also yes. think that we're having that conversation.
We are, but I think that there's still so much left to be,
vodka.
You know, so many developments that are yet to be answered, so many allegations yet still to be answered, and I wanted to bring it up not in the sense of passing judgment because we know what happened here on Gay Talk. We don't.
No.
We're having this conversation based on allegations that have been brought forward
and
by both parties.
That.
Yep.
Well, we can't investigate it, but we would hope
as
that...
As much as we can, we will.
Of course. But by the time, you know, next week or the week after, we should have a better understanding of what the facts actually are.
Yeah.
Right.
And then be able to say, okay, well, that's fucked up. Yeah. I'm just saying that, you know, the reason why I'm bringing it up is because it's heartbreaking that if this were to be true, it's going to be devastating not only to the black community, but also to the LGBT community.
Yeah, but I think, you know, one more point before we move on, I think it's important that you bring that up, right? That, yeah, it's devastating for our community, the LGBT community as a whole. But then we've talked about it several times about how Hispanic Americans or Hispanics in general and African Americans are, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. They have a way harder time,
of course,
coming out and being a part of a community because they're growing up. It's a lot harder for them because they have so much put on them. And as a white man, I can't really speak to it, but we've talked about this so many times with so many guests about how much harder it is for people of color to come out and embrace who they are as LGBTQ Americans.
Yeah, because our culture is very, very homophobic.
Yeah. It's and racist.
Both.
And add both of those on top of each other.
Yeah. It's a double whammy. I mean, this is going to be a very interesting story to follow, and I'm certainly interested in it because, again, it's heartbreaking that it happened if it's true, and it would be equally as heartbreaking if it were found to be false and that he orchestrated this because that would just devastate so many in so many different levels.
Agreed.
So, all right. So we're going to move on. Christopher, you don't have anything? No?
Are you kidding me?
Do you have more alcohol? All right, so
I was like, you're going to send it off to me? Nah. So,
Nick, why don't we toss it off to you? You have a very lovely story that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, you know.
I had an opportunity off camera when we were upstairs getting ready for the show to actually listen to some of his work. Mm-hmm. And I think he's amazing. So why don't we talk about who we're going to be having on the story?
All right, so I'm actually talking about Ben Platt right now. Yes. So Ben Platt is a huge Broadway star. Mm-hmm. He also starred in Pitch Perfect. He's been in a lot of stuff. But this past week, and I think it may have been out before that, but I encountered it this week, he came out. And he came out by writing a song and putting together this beautiful video of what it meant to him to go through life without being able to embrace who he was and how amazing it is to have somebody in his life. And the song is just so, so beautiful. And Ben Platt is such a strong and amazing individual to be able to come out as a celebrity and just embrace who he is. And it was just such a beautiful moment. And like that's the positive shit that we want to see.
Yeah,
you know, and
that's the platform that he has, and he chose to use it in a way that would be helpful for others.
I mean, it's like Calum Scott in his video that he came out with. There's been so many of these coming out videos lately, but it's just so beautiful because what it does is it's not only announcing something to the world for somebody who has a platform, but it's finally kids. When I was a kid, I would have never seen two men kiss in a music video. And now you see Ben Platt holding the hand of somebody or laying in bed with somebody talking about what love means to him and what love means to him as a gay man.
It's a very heartwarming video to watch.
Yeah.
You know, we were watching it and trying to surmise or trying to determine what
the
ending
of,
of the video really meant. I'll have Nick actually put the video on tonight's episode post as a link so that you can watch it and maybe send us an email. Tell us what you think.
Yeah. So I have to do more things. So I have job.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
You know how that is.
I'm not writing posts.
No, but it's interesting. So actually, we will post it. But so throughout the whole video, he's with this beautiful guy, and they have all these beautiful moments. But at the end of the video, the guy's not there, and his clothes are missing from the closet rack.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting there like, did he leave? What? I couldn't really figure it out. But then you came up with like kind of your interpretation of it, which made a little bit more sense to me. I don't know if you want to...
Yeah, sure. So we were looking at the video, and as he stated, you know, half of the clothes is missing on the rack, which to Nick made it seem like the guy left, right? They're no longer together. And for me, I was seeing it because throughout the entire video, I was looking at him as someone who had emotional issues, emotional attachment issues, and he needed someone to make it right by him, who made him better and made him be a much better person. So by the end of the video, the person is gone. But what I took from it is him reflecting on what his life would be had this person not been in his life to begin with.
Yeah. And I didn't even think about that. And I thought that that was like, oh, that actually makes a lot of sense, especially because it's a coming out video. Like, I've been spending my entire life alone, wanting something, wanting somebody. And then this is what he wanted. And then at the end of the video, there's nobody there.
Yeah.
So it's...
And I don't think that, you know, given the message of the song, I don't think that that would be actually how you would want to end a video and say, no, I'm just going to yank everything that you're using or holding as your support and just yank it out of you and figure it out.
Well, I think it's interesting. You know, like, now that we're talking about it, maybe it makes sense, though, right? He finally admitted to himself that this is something that he's been yearning for and wanting, and it looked so perfect to him in his mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you get back to it, and he's like, all right, well, I just said this out loud. Now I got to figure it out.
Yeah. So we will leave you to judge and figure out for yourself what meaning you take to the video. But nonetheless, it's an amazing singer, awesome talent. Great video, great song, and we'll post it on tonight's post, and you guys can tell us what you think.
Yeah, totally.
So we're going to move it along. You still got another segment yet that we're going to do, of course, because, you know, Nick is on fire. Talking. This boy is on fire.
It's because I had meatballs last night. So this is the Mama Kim Minute. Are you going to time me?
Oh, you want me to time you? Okay, hold on.
I'm going to try to do this really quick.
She ain't going to make it.
No, I'm definitely not.
Oh, all right.
All right, so Tom...
Wait, I'm still here.
Stopwatch in 3, 2, go.
All right, so Tom already talked about one. Major airlines will offer passengers non-binary choice on tickets. Thank you, Mama Kim, for sending that over. I'm not sure if you had that, but whatever.
I did not.
LGBTI fans can board a Golden Girls cruise from Miami next year. Now you can live your best life with your best friends on the sea.
She's not going to.
Queer Eye Stars announce third season.
Yay.
Opening in March.
That's it?
Am I done? Okay, good, because I have more to talk
no
about.
No way she nailed it.
Wait, no, was that it?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I wanted to talk more, but I knew I was going to run over, so I stopped.
No, you had 27 seconds.
All right, start.
So let's start. Go.
So the Fab Five announced that they're going to return. They're returning.
She takes off right there.
They're returning. With several states refusing to pass non-discrimination laws, the conversation is moving forward. But for so many people, equality has never has a very long way to go. And that is why the show is so important. This show is about conversations. It's about connecting with people. And it's conversations that make the difference. We talk about it on the show all the time. It's about the conversation you have with your neighbor. It's not about anything else. So it's the one-on-one conversations that will change people's minds.
5976. Proud of you, Trish.
I told you I was gonna get it.
Awesome. All right, so that is Mama Kim's Minute.
Yeah, Mama Kim's Minute. Thank you, Mama Kim.
All right, so...
I forgot something, but anyway.
So she fucked it up. She didn't get it.
Well, no, I mean, like, here's a quote from Mama Kim.
Oh, go.
She forgot to thank...
Chris.
So she wanted to thank us for last week's Gay Talk term, and she said that she would wear the Mama Bear badge with honor. And just to remind you, Mama Bear means a hairy-chested queen. We love you, Mama Kim.
God, I love that woman. She's amazing. All right, so listen, we're going to jump into two more things before we call it home, because it is time to wrap it up. So the first one is that Gay Talk term. We had a guest in studio.
Is it the Gay Talk?
Yes, it is. We have a guest in studio who's sitting here silently, who our Patreons can actually see, but no one else can, who picked out our Gay Talk term. So, Trish, why don't you tell us what the Gay Talk term is for today?
Of course. So, yes, this week's Gay Talk term, of course, brought to you by
UnicornBooty.com.
Not really.
Yes, it is. It's hungry.
Hungry. I'm hungry.
It's an emphasis for cock hungry.
Oh, no. I want food.
Greedy.
I want meat.
Greedy, wanting ever more. Sexually ungratified. Hungry girl.
Oh, that's Trish.
Promiscuous homosexual. Excessively capitalist?
Excessively capitalist?
Yeah, that's the last part of that. Yeah.
Greedy.
You're greedy, honey. We get it.
Greedy.
Well, I mean, it's perfect for me. I'm hungry.
Same.
So this week's Gay Talk term is hungry.
So nice. just like Campbell's soup, it's going to be good to the last drop. Just letting you know. All right. So on this day in gay history, because Christopher can't actually communicate right now, I'll go ahead and...
I don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah, help him out here. So when it was...
On this day in gay history, brought to you, of course, by...
UnicornBooty.com. I can do that part.
Not really. To both. That you can't do that part and... All right, so listen, on this day in gay history, when it was February 18th, 1938.
Nailed it!
USA. The film,
I should have just done it. Oh.
The film starring Cary Grant includes the first time.
Well, the film is called Bringing Up Baby, right? It premiered February 18th, 1938. The film starring Cary Grant includes the first time the word gay is used. In apparent reference to homosexuality. So, that was On This Day in Gay History.
Brought to you by unicornbooty.com.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Or a drunk...
Close this fucking show out.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, well, listen. If you love the show, make sure that you go rate and review the show on your favorite podcasting service.
I can't.
This helps others know about the show and ensures it becomes more visible within the podcasting community. By subscribing to the show, you get the latest and greatest of our amazing show delivered right to your favorite device or web browser. You can also support us on Patreon, which gets you access to this wonderful video that we're recording right now that can see Christopher over here doing all these crazy things. Yes, you get access to all of that. You can do so. Basically, what it is you donate any amount between a dollar or more, and we collect those donations monthly, and we're super appreciative. And of course, because we have no one next week, we're going to be back on the show with another full episode of More Dish, hopefully more stories and updates on something we've covered today, or we may have someone.
Yeah, no, we've got a lot of things, a lot of emails happening, so I'm not sure what's going to happen.
We're just going to sort of kind of work out the logistics and figure out if we're going to have a guest next week or not, but so far it's just a dish.
Yeah.
And of course, Nick?
It says, thank somebody.
Yeah,
but,
well, we've got the invisible person over here.
Yeah, but you're forgetting.
Studio.
Okay, I didn't want to do it, but our show is always available on our website.
Wait,
we're not doing
it.
Yeah.
Didn't put a rubber on it. So thank you to everybody who listens to this hot mess of a show, including
Steve. We've already said his name.
And Matt for joining us today. And Chris?
Yeah, and Chris. Oh, he's somewhat here.
No, you can't.
All right, so listen. Our show is available.
No, Chris, you can't.
All right, our show is available on our website, Gay Talk 20. Can we put a rubber on it?
Yes.
Fuck, because this is... literally a disaster. Literally a disaster.
I mean, like...
Go for it.
All right. As always, our show is available on our website, gaytalk20.com, under show and episodes. It is also available as a free download on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher Radio.
Nick announces you can find us on social media, Facebook, GayTalk 2.0, Instagram, GayTalk 2.0, Twitter, at GayTalk20. You can email us at gaytalk2.0@gmail.com. Tom, take it away.
And if you need to reach out to us, you know what to do. Just head on over to our website, click on the Contact Us tab right at the top of your web browser where you can leave comments, you can suggest topics, leave a question for the cast or an individual swinging microphone host over here. Or you can also call us and leave us a message via voicemail. You can do so by calling 334-GAY-TALK, or if you need the numbers, it is 334-429-8255. Is that right? Yes, it is. Don't forget that we do stream live every Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can access that live stream by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. With that, that is our show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, and y'all have a good night. Bye!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish.